We open with prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Word of God for us to consider this morning is taken from John's first letter, chapter 4, where he says in verse 10, "This is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins." I'm guessing you all know what today is. It's February 14th. It's the day we celebrate the birth of Frederick Douglass, right? No, of course. Well, yeah, it is the day we celebrate his birthday, just in case you were wondering. But it's also, of course, Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is all about what word? Love. Yes, it's all about love. But we use love in a lot of different ways, don't we? I had a niece who, when she was quite a bit younger, we took her out to Culver's, and she said, "I love these cheese curds. I want to marry them." And I agree with her. I do love cheese curds myself. So we use that word in a lot of different ways. And generally, we mean it's something or someone that we have affection for, that we really like a lot, and maybe even placed higher in importance than all the other things around. But love is more than just a feeling. It's more than just an emotion. What if I told you that I love you, but then slap you on the face? And I tell you again, well, I love you, slap. I do not recommend this for anyone. But what would be your impression? Obviously, you'd think, I don't think you really love me. Love is not just an emotion. Love is not just words that we say. After all, like we say, words are cheap. But love is an action. Love is action, verb. And one of the great things about being a Christian is we get to know a lot about love. After all, John tells us in the words just before our text that I read earlier, we read that God is love. But how can we know that that's true? Are those just words that sound nice? What kind of action is behind those words? Well, John goes on to tell us that. God is love. And this is how God's love was revealed for us. God sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we may live through him. This is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. For God, love was not just about words. Love is not just about words. Love is about his actions. He loved us so much that he sent his Son to be that atoning sacrifice for our sins. Now, when we talk about love, it's easy for us to show love towards someone who reciprocates or someone who we have genuine affection for, someone who treats us well. Like your parents. Your parents have provided for you your entire life. They've shown you love, and so it's easy to show them love in return. Maybe you have a boyfriend or girlfriend that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. In that case, it's easy to reciprocate, to demonstrate love towards that person. But how about that person that is not nice? That person that is mean to you? I mentioned before, a person who slaps you in the face. How about a person who would abuse you, spit on you, make you go through pain and suffering? It's not in our human nature to show love towards people like that. But the amazing thing is, it is in God's nature. After all, that's exactly how Jesus was treated. They spit on him. slapped him, abused him, beat him, whipped him, put that crown of thorns on his head, nailed him to that cross. And what were his first words on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. He showed that great love even towards people who were abusing him. He showed love all the way to death. That's that same love that he shows towards us as well. Every time we rebel against God, every time we don't do what he says, every time we disobey, we are joining those soldiers who abused our Savior. But Paul says in Romans 5:8, it is rare indeed that someone would die for a righteous person. Perhaps someone might actually go so far as to die for a person that has been good to them. But God shows his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God not only tells us that he loves us. It's more than just words, more than just warm, fuzzy feelings. It is action. Action that he has taken on our behalf and continues to take. Action, bringing his son in our place. As John went on in those first words, in those words from his first letter, he said, this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And then he goes on, dear friends, if God loved us so much, we also should love one another. God has sacrificed for us. His actions have given us the ability to love. The ability to love him. And the ability to love our neighbor. He goes on a few verses later, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For how can anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, love God, whom he has not seen? This, then, is the command we have from him. The one who loves God should also love his brother. So this Valentine's Day, make Valentine's Day all about love. Think about, appreciate the love that God showed towards you in action. Share this love. Show that love for all the people around us. Now, his love is our motivation and our example. Not just showing love for people who love us. Not just showing his love for people who make us feel warm and fuzzy inside. But reflecting his love to everybody, to our neighbors, every single person that we meet. Every year, people like to make lists of what they call the greatest love songs. About 30 years ago, Whitney Houston sang a song which she called The Greatest Love of All. We have the greatest love songs of all. Love songs that we get to sing for our Savior. So let's sing one of those this morning. We'll sing hymn 392, hymn 392, all five verses. Anyone in there? All right, well, let's go a cappella. All right, this is a familiar enough tune. God loves me dearly, means salvation. God loves me dearly, loves even me. Therefore, I'll say again, God loves me dearly, God loves me dearly, loves even me. I was in slavery, sin, death, and darkness.
God's love was working to make me free. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly. God loves me dearly, loves even me. He sent forth Jesus, my dear Redeemer. He sent forth Jesus and set me free. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly. God loves me dearly, loves even me. Jesus, my Savior, himself did offer. Jesus, my Savior, paid all I owed. Therefore, I'll say again, God loves me dearly. God loves me dearly, loves even me. Now I will praise you, O love eternal. Now I will praise you all my life long. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me.